My wife asked me a shayla, and I tell her she could be Mekel, and she doesn't believe me. I tell her to call a rav. So this is a list of the kulas. And I'll go through them. All right. I guess we'll go through them together. Last night I came back. It was very nice. We had thanks to Rachmiel Brad, a learning seder in shul last night after Yom Kippur. I read in the Nitziv's biography, one of his brothers-in-law knew his hasmada. He decided, Matzah Yom Kippur, I'll make it back to shul before the Nitziv. So after they blew the shayfa and the Davar Maariv, he ran home, took a bite, and ran back, and the Nitziv was there already. So he said, how'd you do it? He said, well, Erev Yom Kippur, I brought a sandwich to shul. So it was very nice. We had a seder last night. As Masupik, if I should do a chesiyah nesach, I'll go to Dinei Sukkah. So Aaron here, who was here, said, why don't you do both? So I'd like to go through these kulas, learn a few of the easy sifim, and the two main sifim of the simin, which are the main kulas, we'll leave for next time. I'll share with you a shtickel Torah on Sukkah. We'll try to squeeze that all into the hour. All right, the sheet which I've handed out to you has what I think are the four categories of shayla that people would ask. The first category is negiyah bayayin, if a guy touches the liquid, touches the wine itself. The second category is negiyah b'kaiser bagbuk, if the guy touches a cup that has wine or a bottle that has wine. If anybody's missing, just don't be shy. We have more copies passing down. And the third category is ira yayim in akli. If he poured, I should have written yatsak, ira is Aramaic. But anyway, he poured the wine from the kli. And the last is yichud yayin in goy. We didn't learn this in Shulchan Aruch, but everybody was asking, leaving a cleaning lady in the house with a guy, what the din is. So we're going to go through all of them quickly. Bearing in mind the rule which we've learned time and time again, which comes from Sifchav Dalid, we're going to learn later, and we had originally mentioned earlier in Siftes, that there's a rule of Nechais Darga by our Gayim. When rightly done, it means our Gayim that are not Aduk and Avay Dezara, they're into Christianity, or certainly the Yishmaelim, or they're not heavily into Christianity, and therefore it's more cooler dicks. So let's go through the four, and I think any shayla that will come up in the house with wine will be one of these four. Number one, negiyah b'hayayin. The guy touches the wine. V'shichshech. If he did shake the wine, it's also b'hanoah in the din of the Gemara. L'didan, meaning our gayim, mutter b'hanoah b'makim hefsid. So we say nechais darga. Instead of being asa bahana, fas it's mutter bahana, but only b'makim hefsid, and that's shachav gimel. Right, it's also in the kufchav dalet. Okay, b'lishich shech. Now, I've told you a couple of times, I'm not sure how you judge what's shich shech and what's not. Shich shech somehow means to shake it. B'lishich shech, asa b'shtia. This is, he touched the wine, he put his finger in the wine. The din of the Gemara is, it's asa b'shtia. L'didan, mutter b'shtia, b'makim hefsid. It's even mutter to drink it, but makim hefsid shachlam e dechach masadam also.
Whatever shushuk is, it's with hand in the wine, not
through
the bottle.
Right, we're talking about in the wine, through the bottle we'll get to in the next thing. Okay, negiya yedei davar acher. Well, with your hand, there's no difference to asa b'shtiyah. There's no difference kavanah like the kavanah. To asa shtiyah, we asa. It doesn't matter kavanah or kavanah. Ayde davar acher. If he touches it through a stick or something else, then big kavanah, the same dindinai kenaga biyadai. If a guy touches it with a davar acher, with kavanah, so there's no difference between touching it with his hand and touching it with a stick. We'll get to that. Bali kavanah, it's mutter b'shtia, sifchav dalit. If the guy touches it through something else without kavanah, you're even allowed to drink it. That doesn't need a makim hefsid. That's mutter straight. Okay, so that's if the guy touches the wine. So you could have a chetimtza of iser anah if he's meshach sheikh and it's not a makim hefsid. That would be the only case. Okay, so that's the giyah b'hayayin. The second category, which comes up more, is the guy touches the cup or the bottle that has wine in it. So the first rule is kli sagor gam b'li chaisim. If the bottle is closed, even if it's not sealed, what's the rule, Mark? The bottle is closed?
Mutter.
Totally mutter. Mutter b'shtia, afilu nididai. It's mutter b'shtia even if he shakes it. The real source is kufchaf etes. But we discussed it last week in kufchaf dalet yud zayin, because there it said kli pasuach, which was mashbu kli sagor not.
So, what does it mean when it's closed and doesn't have the chosim? It's closed, isn't that the chosim?
No, it means that you just twisted the cap, or you're stuck in the
That's called closed. What's the
chosim? The chosim means a seal that you can even send it with a guy. You need two chasimis. No, even without a single seal. If it's just closed, if you have a twist star cap, that's not even a single seal. A seal is something you can't be mezayiv.
What if the twist on cap has that like metal underneath that you have to break off when you initially do it? Isn't that cool?
Well, it certainly doesn't make it worse. We're talking now you don't need a seal, so you certainly don't need that.
What about the cork versus a seal? I mean, most bottles of wine, if we open them, we have a cork, we don't have seals. So does that affect anything?
Well, we say you don't need a seal. I'm talking now, you don't need a seal.
The cork is in the bottle.
You're talking about sending with a guy. We're saying now it doesn't matter that as long as it's closed, it doesn't matter how.
It's closed with a cork.
Anything, even closed with a twisted. Okay, we're going to learn that in Sif Chaf Aleph. All right, let me tell you a rule we're going to learn today, is that Negiyah de Davar Acher is only if the guy is holding the Davar Acher and then he touches the wine. If the Davar Acher is already in the wine and then the guy touches it, that's called not called Negiyah de Davar Acher. When you touch something through something else, it means you have something in your hand and you touch it. If the wine is already in the bottle and you have to handle the bottle, that's not Negiyah de Davar Acher, because that's the Davar Acher was touching the wine first. That's a question of kaychai, pouring, which we discussed. We're going to see that soon in the Sif Chaf Aleph. Okay, getting back to the list. What? What?
If it's in a bottle.
If you just touch it, it's not mochamer. Well, again, I want to try to stick with the order here. Kli pasuach. If a guy touched an open bottle, b'liag boy nidnud, if he didn't pick it up or shake it, it's even mutter b'shtiyah. That's even if he moves it sideways, it said. Higbiya v'shichshuch. If a guy picks up an open bottle and shakes it, that's also b'hana. That's yayin esach in the Gemara. Uledidan behefsid shari. Again, we have like us. It's mutter behefsid. The whole sheet. This is the only thing I put an asterisk because ledidan it says hefsid shari. So rikivegadok marvava. I wrote at the bottom tzarachi and behind a mutter b'shtia. It says behefsid it's mutter. Does it mean shtia? Does it mean just hana? So the sefer yayin malchus it means he says it means shari b'shtia. So that's the only thing that's not so clear.
Hefsid was still taking a subjective category.
Yeah, we have the same issues as what hefsid is. In the last case, noisa yayin, if a guy carries a bottle of wine, he has a box of wine he's carrying in. Now, if it's a closed bottle, there's no shaila. Most of the time, a guy is carrying a closed bottle. But if he's carrying it on an open bottle, but kli rachu v'male, if it's full and it has a wide mouth, we're going to say later, shari b'shtia, that there it's mutter, when a guy's carrying something, he's afraid it's going to spill. We're not afraid he's mishach sheikh, because he doesn't want it to spill. So we're not afraid he's going to deliberately do shechshuch. And therefore, later, the shach kuf chafei yotes is going to say that that's mutter. So I added that kula. I don't think we met, I don't remember if we mentioned it last week, but that's another kula. So again, when you review the whole list here, there's nothing that's absolutely asa bahanah. If the guy picked up an open bottle and shook it, so you need a makim hefsid to be meikel. But besides that, it's mutter.
This is all when the wine is not
mevushal, right? If the wine is mevushal, you have a separate kula. The third category, ira yayim min hakli. Now this definitely no one's going to believe you. If the guy actually poured stuff out of a bottle, no one's going to believe you that you could use the rest of the bottle. But let's see what the din is. Ira yayim in a kli. He poured wine from the kli. Have a kaychai v'asa b'shtia. What he poured is kaychai. You're not allowed to drink it. It's motabana. Had nishur b'kli. Now the question is what remained in the kli. Now that is called nitzuk v'kaychai. So I want to remind you. Kaichai is the pouring. What he poured out is Asav Kaichai. Nitzuk is what's connected through a flow. Anything connected through a flow is called Nitzuk. There's a machlaikis where machmir the two chumras together. Kaichai and Nitzuk. So that I wrote, Pligi Mechabah V'Ramah and Kufchatei. So machlaikis there, the Mechaber Asers. The Ramah is Mekel. I'm sorry about my handwriting. This is V'Ramah. But they argue, even the Ramah says to be machmir b'mok, except behefse meruba. But lididan, hanishar muta behefsid, yeshemrim gambali hefsid. What's left over in the bottle is certainly muta behefsid, and he hefsid, and the shach says he himself thinks even bali hefsid. Why? So you have to remember, anything that's normally also, we anyway go to chais darga. We say the chais darga all the time. That's also b'shtir. Here it's better because the Ramah holds that we don't say a chumra of nitzuk and kaichai. We don't say the two chumras. So here it's really a tziruf of two factors that lididan we say in the chais darga anyway, but that's only b'mak and hefsid. Plus we have the Ramah shita that we don't take the two chumras of nitzuk and kaichai both. So even though each of these kulis is only b'mak and hefsid, the two together, you know, the shach is not. It's interesting. There are two shachs. One, he explains the Ramah. He says, it's like the Ramah, it's mutter b'makom hefsid. And one, he says, his svara, that it's your mutter even without a hefsid. And that's in Kuf Chafei.
So this is like a waiter in a restaurant who pours.
A waiter in a restaurant who pours. What he poured is asa b'shtia. What remains in the bottle is mutter, some say b'makom hefsid, some say even without a hefsid. Now, if you're in a restaurant and the guy is pouring wine that's not mavushal, you should question the hechsher on the restaurant. Because no restaurant lechatchila allows, no good hechsher, no hechsher, allows a guy lechatchila to pour yayin shayna mavushal. But things could happen by mistake, and if it happens, what remains in the bottle is actually mutter. Yeah.
Isn't it more shy with the prior yid as a winner?
It's a good point. You have to remember we discussed the machloikis by prior yidin, if they have the same dinim as a guy in these rules. And I would think that anything that's mutter behefsid by a guy, you could be samech even without a hefsid for a frayid. I don't have a marmokin for it, but I would think so. What? Well, the pouring is asa b'shtia. What he pours is not mutter behefsid. What he poured, you shouldn't use. Because by a guy, it's asa mikra adin. What remains in the bottle, by a fry yid, you can zichah use, because even by a guy, it's a question if you need makam hefsid or even without makam hefsid. But by a fry yid, you certainly could be mekel without a hefsid, even if without a factor of hefsid. So remains in the bottle is not an issue.
If it's mavushal, though, you're for none from
here. Mavushal, there's no question. I'm talking now, worst case scenario, where it's ain't a mavushal.
Why should the
So by a fry yid, why should it be also? We had two cheshbaynais. One was that it's also a gzeirat avodah zara. There were two reasons. Avodah zara would apply to him. There's not even avodah zara, but by goyim we're machmir b'shtiyah anyway. Just say the chayz darga. So him also will say the chayz darga. And the other, the Divrei Chaim said that there should be chasnas. You don't want to marry a frayid neither. You don't want to.
Is the rabbi in this list only summarizing the machabers and the ramos?
Halacha lemaisa. This is not machaber ramos. It's halacha lemaisa.
Since we're a litmus group, we didn't include the shlach kadosh.
We didn't include the shlach kadosh. The world understands the shlach is only machma for kiddush. That it's only for kashal bracha. I shouldn't say kiddush. The world understands the shlach that he was machmer only for kaishal bracha, and therefore I'm not talking here dafka for kaishal bracha. If you're machmer like the shlah, you're machmer like the shlah. Now, in Ira Yayim in Akli, I added the last line, something we did not learn. Ira la'ashbay makam lichloch. If a guy pours something away into a garbage, he's getting rid of wine for whatever reason. So the Mechaber later says, muta b'shtiyah she'enei derech nisuch. Pouring into the trash is not derech nisuch. I don't know if it would happen, but if something like that happened, I just added that kula. So these three categories are things we've discussed. And now I'd like to get to yichud yayin amagai. Repeatedly, people have asked me about leaving a cleaning lady in the house with wine, what the din is b'di'evet. So I'd like to explain it's clear. It's just you have to understand it. Sometimes something's not clear, because some say this way, some say that way. It's very clear, just it depends. So let's read the way I try to do it as concisely as I can. Yichud Yayin in Magoi. Now, first of all, the din of the Gemara, the Mechaber. Afilu v'beis Yisrael, boy beis chaismais. If you're leaving, the din of the Gemara, if you leave wine in your house with a guy, you need a double seal, udi eved osur bahanah. And b'di eved, you have to throw it out. You can't even give it away. If you don't leave two chaysamis. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Chesif Aleph. That's the din of the B'dievet. If you left a guy in the house, Yichud with wine, then the wine is Asa Bahanah. Even B'dievet, it's still Asa Bahanah. That's the din of the Gemara.
That's without the two chaysamis, right.
With two chaysamis, it's Mutah. Without the two chaysamis. Excuse me? We assume the corks are double because the seal of the cork, and then the cork itself is labeled, so they, even though it's possible to get the cork back in, but we understand that when you have two chaysamis, you need one simin muvik, and the second simin can be a simin mashahu. So the taped around is a simin muvik, it's hard to duplicate, and the cork with the name, even though it's possible to get back, the second simin doesn't need a good simin.
But the
screw bottles.
Unless you want to say
that's what they rely on. They put it in warm, and therefore it has a vacuum. When you open it, sometimes the paper even sticks to it from the vacuum.
Get the good wine with two seals.
On the cases, they have tape that's labeled. So if you go into a store, you go into a store that sells wine. You can ask them for a case from the back. They do it all the time. I go in, whatever I buy, ask them for a case. Even if I don't buy a whole case, I buy half a case. So he takes from the back, he opens a case for me. He's a from guy. He goes to the back, that's a case. I assume it's not a case that he took from the front. You know, it's,
what about Tops?
Tops is not a from guy, so you have to, I don't know, you have to make sure that's two chesamais. All right, the last category, so please pay careful attention because it's not a one-word answer. Excuse me? What? If you go to Taps, either by Yayim Mavushal or by Enim Mavushal with a double seal. If you hold, if it has a cork, it's a double seal. Alright, the fourth category. Again, Lididan. Yichud Gai with wine. Lididan. Now I'm saying the Ramah. So it's Lididan, at least for the Ashkenazim. I don't know. What the meaning of the Sfaradim is in this, I have no idea. You have to find out what Rabbi Avad Yosef says. Aladidan lechatchila aser. Lechatchila, you're not supposed to leave a guy with wine. B'di'eved, now listen carefully. B'di'eved shori b'shtia, called the lekha chashash a guy noga b'yayim me'ezetam. If there's no logical reason the guy would have touched the wine, you have it in a closet that the guy is not sent to take care of, you have it put away. So that's the lashon. Called the lekha chashash a guy noga b'yayim me'ezetam. If there's no logical reason the guy would have touched the wine, so then we're makel b'di'eved. L'chatchila is still its aser. Chatchila, I think if you put it away in a high closet or a place where it's not normal for him to go, hard to go, then I think you can makel even l'chatchila. I'm not talking here anything about kashal brach. I'm talking about wine. So kashal brach is a cultural thing. You know, Rav Palm said that anything that's mutter, if the guy touches it, it's certainly mutter if the guy looks at it. So a closed bottle, so Rav Palm said, if he touches it, it's mutter. So if he looks at it, it can't be worse. I'm sure the chassidim don't go for that. They're more machmir on things that are alpi kabbalah and things alpi halacha. Whatever says here is mutter, shemut, even if he looks at it.
I'm not looking, but it
says, Bidiyev here says, he says, yeah. So he's in a place, in a closet that he normally wouldn't go to. So he said, Bidiyev is mutter, the chile is tosher. So now it's a place he would never go to. I'm not so sure it's chile either. But you're certainly mutter for kiddush. All right, so this is a synopsis. So I would recommend, certainly those of you who have Yeridaeus here, just stick it in. Someday it'll come in handy. And maybe someday you'll call me and say, remember that piece of paper?
And, a couple of words.
I apologize, Mangan Ratty. Okay. Sorry. Okay, we are at the last line of Sif Yudalei the Ramban. With the last line of Sif Yudalei, we had learned that when a guy is Torud, he doesn't ask for the wine. The last two lines of Ramah Sif Yud Tes, page 66, I believe, in the copies. Ein lidmais milsa la milsa bidvarim elu, vein l'chabay ala masha amru chachamim. Now this Ramah is a Rush. The Rush says that we had a list of things in the Gemara where we say a guy is Torud. He's measuring the wine, he's getting an esrei again that fell into the wine. So we say when he sticks his hands in, we're not afraid he's Meshach Sheikh because he has tirdis. So the Rush tells us that you can't compare things bidvarim elu. Only things that Chazal said is a tirda, that's a tirda, and nothing else. Now here when I learned this, I was mesupik. What does this Ramah mean? He says, only Chazal said a tirda, you come up with a new tirda, it doesn't count. So what does that mean? Let's say a guy nowadays is measuring the a guy who has cleaned the refrigerator, or is measuring the acidity or the alcohol content, so that doesn't count. So I was mesupik the following. Does the Ramah mean, like he does all over Yeridaya, says, ain't on the Bekiyim. Every time the Ramah says, we're not Bekiyim what's Kochish or what's Shamein, we're not Bekiyim what's how to measure the spreading of tam from a kli to the contents of the kli, he keeps on saying einonu b'kiyim. So maybe he means here the same einonu b'kiyim. Or does he mean this is all the rabbanans where they were geyser, they were geyser, where they made exceptions, they made exceptions, and that's it, nafgamina. Let's say nowadays I come up with a new tirda, which is certainly a bigger tirda, no question. Would that be something that I could be mekel with? If you say einonu b'kiyim, so if I'm confident that this is a bigger tirda, I don't have to worry. If I say it's machazal, were geyser, they were geyser, that's it, then you can't. So I looked at the Rosh in the Beis Yosef, and the Rosh says 100% clearly that even if to us it seems like a bigger tirda, it's still only the tirda as Chazal said you could be mekel, and not other tirdas. He brings the following raya. He says, Chazal said, a guy dropped an esrig into the wine, he sticks his hand in to get it out, he's torah, he's not mishashach. How torah is he to get the esrig out? I'll get it out, it's not a bottomless pit. A certain amount of tirda. And yet, we said that if he's a taster, he's tasting with the straw, so we're afraid that he was mishashach during his tasting. He sucked it up, he touched it, we're afraid. A taster, I would think, is more, his concentration is more on his job than a guy who's just pulling an esrig out of a wine bottle. And yet, zokta shach, by the taster, we say that we don't say he's tarud. Elamai, ein lonu elamashu gozuma tiknu chazal. Chazal made exceptions. They didn't make a klal of tirada. They made certain exceptions, and that's it. That's the lashon of the Rosh.
The esrig is kabbonis around the esrig. The
he's thinking about the wine. But he doesn't care if it's wine. Okay, you have a tain on the Rosh, but this is what it says in the Rosh. Okay, Sif Chaf. We have here a very interesting case where a guy fell into a bar shel yayin. Some way to die, you know, it's like... he fell into... I would say he's a shikr, but a bar shel yayin you don't get drunk from. Because a bar shel yayin is grape juice. A bar shel yayin is when they squeeze the grapes. Except for Nayach, he got wine out of it, to his surprise. But a guy fell into a bar shel yayin. So what's it better, if he dies there or if he comes up alive? Asdine yayin esach. So it says, hello, Mace. Hello, Misha Mace. If he died there, Mutter Bahana, why? Why is it Mutter Ba'anah? So he wasn't thinking of Shechshech. He was busy drowning, so we assume he wasn't thinking of Shechshech. However, Ava Olachai Osa Ba'anah, if he came out alive, So then, on the way out, he picked himself up. He was already safe. And at that time, he could have been Mishashech, Osa Bahanoah. Ramah says, what did him? Nizkal v'nizgalgel b'toich hayayin. Also, he tripped and rolled through the wine. Nizgalgel gam l'chutz. He rolled all the way out of the wine, down the sliding part at the end of the wine, right? And he slid right out of it. So, Shayaboinse gam l'besayif. He was busy falling the whole time. It's also mutter. Okay, so it's another case.
If you say
he's not mechaven.
If you pull him out,
if you pull him out, so it should be okay. He was never, it was never safe. It's mutter. What did him this galgia? The lashon of the Ramah is not so clear. So for that reason, the Taz Chaf says the mutter ba'anah kein tzarich leimer, that the Ramah means that it's mutter ba'anah because he was rolling all the time. So Vuhu Adin doesn't go on the word Asa Bahana, it goes back at the beginning of the Ramah, which said the beginning of the Mechaber, which was Mutta Bahana. So, what? Yeah, if he stays in there dead 24 hours, it's a problem of Kavush. It depends if it's Daisy Tav of God, Daisy Tav of Shvat. There is a Machlaikis to Rosh and the Rambam if Basar Adam is Asa Min HaTorah. They talk about cannibalism because the fascists, the Rosh holds it's only the Rabbanan, the Basar Adam. Terry never acid the Basar Adam. The Ram holds it's us, it's us, and the Rosh, the Ram and the Rabban. What? It's us, the Bahano, if he comes out alive, because then he's a regular guy. What? The Didam, because we're not chayshish for anything. It was Nigir Shalai Bekavana, and we're not chayshish for Shishuk. The Sitchof Aleph is the reverse. A Jew fell into a bar. That is a Chumas HaRivash. And even though the case is far fetched, the Yisayid is a big Chiddush. Yisrael Shadafel Abar Shal Yayin. A Jew fell in. A from Yayin fell into a bar of wine. There's no Shaila about the Yid falling in. But Vishalach Ivikichavim Yadai V'achaz Ba'ivaitziyai. A guy was standing alongside. And he stuck out his hand and he pulled the Jew out. The Yisrael Acher HaYisham Sheshomer Shaloi Noga BeYayin. You have to think. There's a Yid watching.
He didn't pull him out.
So the Yid is watching. The guy pulled him out. The Jew seems to be more worried about the wine. So he was watching that the guy doesn't touch the wine. Mutra Afilu Bishtiya. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? If a guy did touch the wine, vice dice, it would be usher. If an esrig falls in, then the guy sticks in his hand, he doesn't answer because we think his mind is on saving the esrig. And a person falls in, so the Taz tells us, a guy concentrates more to save an esrig from a bar than to save a yid from a bar. That's what it says here. Look at the beginning of Chaf Aleph in the Taz. Because Rabbeinu B'Shem Rivash, the Loi Mikri Zev Chavim Tarid, Pabash Shemala Yisrael, Kabash Shemtsinu B'Gamara, who has Sraiga Shanafel Kinlaus of Yagimel, the Shema Yaisa Baal, like a Chavim Lahalis Esrik Shalai, Malahalis Yisrael. That with Chayshish, that he's more Chayshish, more worried about saving his Esrig than about saving a Yid. Now, according to this, why do you think the din would be, if he's walking by, he doesn't see it's a Jew that fell in. He just sees a human being fell in. He doesn't know if he's a Jew or a guy. And he pulls him out. So then, what does he mean? He's more Torah Tzev in Esrig than a Jew. It means more in Esrig than a Jew? Or more in Esrig than even a guy? So I'm not sure. His possession is more than a person. Then it'll be even by a guy. If you say he doesn't care so much about Jews, then...
Your money or your life.
So
now that's not the Ikar Chiddush of the Rivash. It's interesting, it's not the Ikar Chiddush. The Ikar Chiddush of the Rivash is the following. We know the Giyah al Yedei Dover Acher Asers. Now, if I were to ask you, we know if a guy takes a stick and touches wine, the wine becomes Aser. The Giyah Dover Acher Bekavana Asers, totally, right? You have here in your sheets, Yedei Dover Acher Bekavana, Dina Kedaga Beyadai. So, why would you answer if, when he pulls out the Yid, he didn't touch the wine, the Yid stuck his hand up, he grabbed his hand. Why isn't that called he's touching the wine al yedei davar acher? Why would you answer? There's no intention to touch the wine.
There's no control over the other person's
action. Right. So it's no guy, they davar acher. So I'll tell you. I would have answered that touching with a stick is negiah davar acher. Touching with another human being who has his own mind, that's not called touching ayidei davar acher. He has his own mind, he has his own das. And if you look at the Rivash's Lashon, it sounds like that. I didn't bring the Lashon, but if you look at his Lashon, the way the Beis Yosef brings it, it looks very much like that. Like that's the idea. However, Taschaf Aleph and the Shach both say different. They learn a very Yosidistic rule from this. Now let's look at Taschaf Aleph because he explains it a little better.
It doesn't help because just because the other person doesn't stop his das. Even somebody has something that's different dasin. But there's no das in a stick.
That's what I would have answered.
No,
that would,
I'm trying to say the other way around.
The other way.
That that's not going to stop the guy whatever he thinks.
But the guy doesn't think he's touching the wine through a person. The person has his own brain.
He wants to shake this way and you put it the other way.
Somebody else's mind is not going to stop and then the stick will have something else.
Okay, I can't argue with you because you're right. That's what the Taz says. Let's see the Taz. Now this is a big Yisayid. It's the Yisayid I mentioned briefly earlier. We'll start at the beginning of Taschaf Aleph. I already read the first two lines. Let's just go through it again. Kazer Rabbeinu B'Shem Rav Ashi Simchin Yud. Loi Mikri Zei V'Kchavim Tarid B'ma Shemala HaYisrael K'ma Shemitzin B'Gemara Hu Esreig HaShanofu K'd Leos If Yigimel. Why don't we say it's like saving an Esrig? The Shema Yosef Bola V'Kchavim L'Halis HaEsrig Shaloi M'Halis Yisrael. Because he's more by an Esrig, he's Mechavim to save the Esrig. By Yid, maybe he's not so distracted. Vimkena, you're right, lesser, Shavali Magid, Dover Acher, then it'll be right to Asad, I should have given you any idea, Yisrael. So why is it Mutter? Ela Shadosanta. The Rivash said the following Chiddish. They ain't Shaykh Bezen, they gave a Kachavim Biyayin. Why? The Yisrael who are the Gay, have a Leivik Kachavim. What does that mean? The Yid is the Gay, not the guy. Vachni Amarinim, but Naga Bekli, Shayayin Nosen Bay. If a guy touches a bottle that has wine in it, she'ein nikra maga ayve kechavim. Why don't we say if he touches the bottle that has wine, he's touching the wine through a davar acher? No, elahu noga legeya bekli, vakli legeya bayayin. Why? Kivan shakli kvar noga bayayin. If the kli is already touching the wine, and then the guy touches the kli, that's not called negiya yede davar acher. Ad kavu kin shuksafti sifcha beisha negeya davar acher. The guy has to bring the davar acher, the stick, or whatever it is, and not that it's already there. You follow? The ger davar acher is the guy comes with something and touches the wine. Not that it's already touching the wine. Our Ramah ends, it's not called negiah by touching through a person. Lam dafka adam. Since the person was already there, that's not called negia. So that's an important yisai, that negia de davar acher is when the guy has a davar acher in his hand and he touches the wine with it. Mashenket, if somebody's already touching the wine and the guy touches that, that's not negia at all. The Shach said earlier, there are people that are mafsid mam in Yisrael. He called them people master mam Yisrael, that if a guy touches a bottle of wine, doesn't move it, just touches it. They spill out the wine. So he called that master mam Yisrael. There's no reason to ask her. It's not called negiah davar acher. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He wasn't if he pushed the yid, maybe. But if he didn't touch the yid till the yid was already in the wine, that's not called negiah davar acher. Negiah davar acher is you have something in your hand, and you touch it with that. Now, Esrig, there's no Giyad Avarachi, touched the mamish, he stuck in his hand, just after of Torah.
It makes sense, because when you have something in your hand, you have a kavanah to do something, whereas it's already there.
If Mark and Yishulchan Aruch, Mark said that this makes sense. But he's right, in the Giyad Avarachi, that's how we would call it that way. I didn't make fun, Mark, I'm sorry.
Yes.
We don't say that he's going to stir it around unless he comes to touch it with something. If it's something that's there, you have to remember with the bottle of his Meshachshach, it's Taka Aser. If he's Meshachshech, it's Aser. I'm talking about, we don't know he's Meshachshech.
He sits inside the ready, he comes to talk to him, and he tells the
Rav. He's Meshachshech, it's Aser. We said by the Bible, if he does Shechshech, it's Aser. And all come back. We see him doing Shechshech, it's Aser. Now look at the end of the Ramah. The Taz, the end of the Taz. What? Yeah, Shechshech is still Aser. Shechshech, it doesn't matter. If he holds the bottle, he's Meshachshech. Just this and the Gia, that's fine. Right. It's not enough of a tirda to say that that's the hatter. It's inviting a hatter, but that's not the hatter. Hatter is not tirda. He's distracted. He's not distracted. What? He's not touching it. He didn't touch the wine. He touched the jewel. It's not called touching it at all. The kasha lead. The taz ends with a kasha. Lama lahit to rivash mitam do idna magav chaim davaracham but the bishtiya. He has the kasha. The rivash lived at the end of the rishayim, beginning of achrayim. He's the bridge generation, the generation of the Beis Yosef. So right before the Beis Yosef. So why didn't he say our hetav nechayz darga? So the taz asks, why didn't the rivash put in the heter of nechayz darga? So the Kudas HaKesef, which is the Shach, as you know, the Shach constantly mentions the Chayz Darga in the whole Simon. He says here, he answers the Kasha that the Rivash had a Heter Meker Adin. If you have a Heter Meker Adin, why go out and say, L'didan it's mutter? Then people who have realized they have a desire don't have a Heter. And the Lashon of the Taz is Kaigam Na'ashkechon. That's what we find in the Lashon of the Achrayim. When the answer is Shailav, it's mutter Medina the Gemara, you answer. Lididan it's heter, so that if you want to eat, if you're stuck, you don't have a heter, so you say, okay, Medina the Gemara, it's also Lididan it's heter. But since here he had a heter, Mikra Adin, so that's why he only wrote the heter that's in Mikra Adin. What?
That's heter.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. Okay. This is. What? Lomayat Rivash, but Tamdu Inna, Magam Khamid, so Lididan, it's always. Which by them was also Mishdil, Lidan is Motu Mishdil. Okay. Alright, so this is Chaf, the guy falling into the bar, and Chaf Aleph, the Yid falling into the bar.